brought you here.
K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T, praising the Lord.
Bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, friends, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do. No matter what it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Those of you that have problems in your home, those of you that have sickness in your body, those of you that have that court case pending, no matter what you're facing, there's a way being made from out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. Write down the mailing address here in Atlanta. Write down the telephone number. Some right now are wondering why there's no peace in their home. Some, my friends, at the sound of my voice are wondering how come every time they try to climb up, everything that they work on, they're still back down the bottom. Some say they have sickness in their body. In the past, I've always told you that there was sack in the days of old that could go off into the woods with a crook or sack across their back, come back, rinse it, boil it, steep it, and strain it, and drink it so they can go into the fields the next day. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. Yes, you that want to grow hair on your head. Yes, you that have a problem with your nature on vacation. You might have trouble with your mate, wondering why they've all gone astray. Wondering what you can do to get that peace in that home again. You know, I know many want that lightning in a jar, and I've seen it so many times. Some right now are dealing with evildoers that are just against you and your home and your living and the way that you are living and just jealous. doing their best on throwing stones right in front of your face, hiding their hands, and you've seen everything they did. Some right now are up to no good for no reason at all and cannot stand for someone else to have something in their life. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, friends.
I need
telephone number, friends. 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. Some right now say, well, Rev, right now, if it wasn't for bad luck, they wouldn't have any. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Some right now don't even have a home to go to, for all hell is broken loose and can no one want to help them as they have helped others in the past. Then when you call them back later on saying, well, now I helped you in the past, can you help me? They done turned their telephones to where it won't even ring for you, and they turn it off to block your line because they don't want to hear from you if you don't have something for them. Those of you that are writing, friends, I'm going to ask that you put that return address inside that letter. Those of you right now that are sitting down with that court case that seems unwinnable, seems that everyone around there is going against everything that you've tried to do and trying to make sure that you go to jail instead of them, and they are the ones that did it. Others are sitting down scoffing and laughing at somebody else's plight, knowing that there's not nothing that you can do about it, for the evidence is just wrong.
Yellow.
Telephone number, friends. 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing that mailing address, friends, get your pencils and paper ready. Post office box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, that's Post Office Box, that's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Many of you have known me, many of you have been with us before. Maybe this is your first time tuning in. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. You know, my friends, we have sent many herbal remedies for those of you that have sicknesses, those of you that have problems and going through life with pain in your body. My friends, I'm going to always put down the ingredients so that you can always go back and get the same thing that we've put together for you so that you can enjoy your life. Yes, you with that diabetes. Yes, you, my friends, again, that have that pain, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, can't stand up and cook a good meal. Write down the telephone number, my friends. Maybe you want to dress around that beautiful home that you're living because old Satan is coming around, dropping things around, and you're looking at them, and they're acting as if they're not doing anything, even on the job. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. And I'll be right here with you right now, friends, all through the day.
Because before then, he was going to sure enough give you the ropes, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They really was.
Would you suggest anybody else had a court case of any kind to call me?
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm recording this now.
Oh, yeah. I know you am.
All right.
Yes, I sure will.
I'm glad to see you home. Yes. I waited on your call.
Yes. Well, meaning, I called you last night, but you weren't there, and I left a message on your answer machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting there, I said, let me call Reverend Gray.
Oh, God
thank
bless
him,
you.
You know, for everything.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I will be calling you back, come to you.
God bless your soul.
My God, my God. Again, my friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. Yes, friends, if there's a court case is pending, you too can come through. You know, that book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. When God opened up those jailhouse doors, that book of Genesis, the Revelation, was real when he showed old David that he was within himself the God's friend and God's man that can slay bears and lions and tigers, and he wasn't afraid of the Philistines. Yes, my friends, those of you that are sitting down in a sackcloth trying to figure out how to turn it around and wondering when the Lord is going to speak to your mind and spirit, you're going to have to open it up and not have too much riff around you sometimes so that you can grow, so that you can understand what's around you, so you can feel the spirit within yourself and know that the God within you is the strongest thing out here for everyone in your family and around you. When you have enemies around, sometimes, friends, you don't even know they're enemies, but at the same time, they smile in your face all the time, wondering which way they're going to come back at you. Oh, my God. Right now, my friends, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard on this one afternoon, my friends. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. Right now, join us, my friends, for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies, my friends, for just 1 minute of silent prayer. The blood of Christ. You might be praying with someone you don't even know that's having the same troubles that you are having right now. My friends, join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, your heart right now. Yes, friends, our time is drawing down, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that there is a God, that there is a way being made out of no way. Many of you say, well, Rev, right now, if I had finances on my side, I'd be able to turn situations and be able to sit down and barbecue in a tumultuous rainstorm. But, friends, I'm here to let you know that God is yet in the blessing business, asking you, friends, not to give up, my friends. Not to give up, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to turn that situation around. For God is, God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for God's children, friends. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, my friends. Telephone number, no matter what you're facing. If you're facing unnatural problems around you,